is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Line is brought to you by Central Bank, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Brawl Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
And good afternoon, good day. It's a beautiful, warm, lovely Wednesday afternoon. And this is Pearly. Yes, this is Pearly here on Z Live, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Just holding on for my good brother. He should be joining us because we're going to have a little conversation before he leaves us and leaves me or leaves us alone. But it's so good to be here with you on a different time and a different day. And just looking at what's going on in the headlines, no coercion from China. Ambassador says relationship with the Bahamas harms no one. And then we also have the approval for hospital loan in final stages. Ambassador says 10-year, but this gets to me, a 10-year sentence for a man who got a stepdaughter pregnant. Come on, man. And then some sad news for Bahamians. Bahamian horse trainer Larry DeMeritt dies. Those of you who remember, a year ago, Larry DeMeritt was only the first Bahamian and only the second black man to train a horse for the prestigious Kentucky Derby. There are three major horse races, the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and the Preakness Stakes. And that's what they call the Triple Crown, and very few horses win that. But Larry DeMeritt was the first Bahamian and a black check and only the second black man since 1951. To train a horse in the Kentucky Derby, and a year later, the good Lord is calling home, and may he rest in peace, and let's remember this great Bahamian who has done wonders for the Bahamas in the field of horse racing, which also is a real job. Let's read this quickly. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you, or me, on a seven-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. You ain't need no visa. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Listen to Star 106 FM or Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. And the drawing will be on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags. Get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. This is brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. Listen, I always tell people the best vacation is a cruise. 8 meals a day. You can eat all day. You can chill. Have a good time. So go to Going Places. Make a purchase. Fill out a form out of the Nassau Guardian. Listen to our radio station or follow us on Facebook and enter to win. Trust me, when you go on a cruise, that's all you can want to do. I think my mom been on 14 cruises. I've been on 3. But it's a wonderful time. So please enter. Get in there. Let me see you cruising. So, I didn't know how I wanted to approach this. And I didn't know if there's anything that I wanted to say. But I'm on my real job right now. I want to know what y'all feel about what our prime minister had to say about the leader of the opposition not having a real job. What is a real job? How do you determine if you have a real job? If you're making money to pay your bills, you're doing an honest day's living for an honest day's pay, And if you choose that you don't want to be a lawyer or a doctor, but you want to be a talk show host, you want to be a junkanoo, you want to make junkanoo your full-time job, you want to be a bartender, a straw vendor, you want to be a poet, or like KB, a singer, songwriter, you want to clean yards, wash dishes, work at one of the fast food restaurants. They're all real jobs. They may not pay as big money as some lawyers make, but not all lawyers make that big money either. Let's get that right. I tell people, there's a role that everybody has to play to make your organization, and in this case, your country a success. If you don't sweep the roads, we have garbage everywhere. If you don't collect the garbage, you have rodents and everything all over the place and stench all over the place. So every job is a real job. But joining us is my good friend, your host, who I'm there here being a pinch hitter for, my good friend, Zhivago Lang. How you doing today, my brother? Get on mute, Zhivago. Are you with me, sir? Well, until he gets it, he'll just chime in the minute he unmutes his device. But I want to know what you feel about, you know, it's kind of disturbing to think that we don't look at everything that people do in this country at the same level as we look at the big shots, we call them. Because I walk in this radio station and I sit down and I do a show that I think that I'm contributing to the growth of our country. I'm opening the dialogue on issues in the country. And in some instances, it's political, it's social, sports. But by talking about it and getting more Bahamians to talk about it, it helps make our country a better place and gives a better understanding of what's going on. So if I don't be a lawyer, that doesn't make me, I don't wear a coat, suit, and tie every day and be a lawyer, that makes me not working a real job. Which say you, caller?
Oh, hey, Burley. How you doing?
Hi, lady. How are you?
I'm doing well. Calling to comment on what you were saying, well, what's a real job? Here's the thing. The prime minister is very out of touch. You have to understand the orange economy right now has been booming, especially since the pandemic. We saw the trend picking up, I'd say, in the 2010s. So orange economy been around for years.
Yes.
But because the access to social media has really been on the rise, you have fashion designers that don't need to go through the red tape of finding a company. You could connect directly with a distributor by yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you could have someone create your work, and you could create your own website and sell your stuff. Okay?
Okay.
Does that person not have a real job? Does the people who own Bahari don't have a real job?
Oh, they sure do, because they make good money off me.
Exactly. Does the hairdresser, I don't know about you, but every time I go to my hairstylist, I have to pay that woman $90.
Ooh, you got plenty of hair.
Is that not a real job?
Yes, it is.
Doing lashes, not a real job. This is an insult to the Bahamian people. And what even hurts my heart more is because if you remember a couple months ago, didn't they say they opening up some sort of big fine arts center or institute?
Yes, that was announced, yes.
Okay, so you did this whole pump and pottery thing for the fine arts. You were in Grand Bahama. They have celebration key full of people who are in the tourism industry, who also involve in the orange economy, just like the leader of the opposition is. And you're going to make a snide remark. That man is an author.
We name a whole bridge after creative.
He wrote some hilarious plays.
Yes.
Okay? Some of the most memorable, you know, because everybody can remember Count It Again.
Yes.
You know, that was a during a time that F&M, PLP, DNA, everybody had a good laugh off on it, because one of the best medicines that brings us back together after all that muscling in the election was that scene, Count It Again. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that, Claire.
That election was very nasty.
Yes.
But that scene, Count It Again play brought everyone back together.
Yes, it did.
Okay? So here we are. You're making these snide remarks. And I want the current prime minister to know It doesn't matter what you are. I'm looking in his, let's look at his side of the government right now. They have a PE teacher, okay,
mm-hmm.
who is a member of parliament. And yep. I'm never going to say, oh, a PE teacher can be a member of parliament.
Exactly.
I would not say that.
That's a prime example of no matter what you do for a living, you could still be a leader in this country.
Exactly. As a member of parliament, your job is to be a reflection and a spokesperson for your community.
Mm-hmm.
It never said that the criteria to be a member of parliament is you have to have this degree and that degree. But let's not even talk about degrees because the leader of opposition has several degrees. You understand? The fine arts is just one of his talents. It's just one.
Yep.
So for you to try to downcast someone's ability, I think it's important.
I believe it.
It's truly important. And I feel like we've come too far, man. We've come too far to go back to that type of conversation and language. Let's talk about the issues, man. Let's talk about what was in the deal for the Lucayus signing of the heads agreement. Let's talk about that. You know, they have an opportunity to get in parliament, but every time question and answers period comes, they play hide and seek. Let's have a conversation. I don't know about you, Pearlie, but I'm very interested in knowing and on what's going on in the government. But if they could just answer some questions, it would be wonderful. And he could stop worrying about what jobs the leader of opposition has, and he could just start doing his job.
Amen.
That's Amen. All I got to say.
Thank you so much for your call.
How you doing, Earl?
Hey, Shivago. How you doing, my brother? All is well?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me today and covering for me a bit today. I'm in transit, folks, so Earl is going to help me make it through today.
I'm
sorry about a little bit of noise in the background, too. You're going to hear some of that.
Okay.
I hope it's not too problematic.
No, it's fine.
Good, yeah. But this issue of a rail job comment by Prime Minister really, really shocked me.
Yeah.
It surprised me to hear the Prime Minister of the Bahamas speak that way. Forget Michael Pintard is the person he was talking about.
I agree, yeah.
Okay, forget that, because all that's going to do is cause some people to go, well, you know, it's PLP politics, FNM politics. Forget that. Let's talk about the reality of it. What is a real job? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jobs are either paid or unpaid.
Yep.
You are either self-employed or you are otherwise employed. So what's a real job? And what really puzzled me about it was this. Prime Minister Davis has ministers appointed who draw salaries from the public treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Are they real jobs?
Good question, exactly.
Because if they are real jobs, did not Michael Pintard have such a job?
He was a minister of the government, yes, and a senator.
Okay, did he not draw a salary from the public purse just like they do?
Yep.
A member of parliament? A cabinet minister? Are you suggesting to me that we are paying monies out of the treasury for non-rail jobs? Is that true?
So you're taking it even deeper than I did. Exactly.
No, this is fundamental to me.
Sure, it is,
Because that's, first of all, that's the job the prime minister has.
Yep.
Okay, is that not a rail job? He just happens to be the chief minister among ministers.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's only a minister. He gets he gets a salary from the public purse like other ministers.
Yep.
So Michael Pintard was appointed by a prime minister, just as prime minister appointed his ministers, to do what? A non-rail job? I mean, we could talk about Michael Pintard's working at McDonald's or as a construction worker,
mm-hmm.
or the work he did as a creative, which meant he was an entrepreneur.
Yep.
They're not real jobs.
They paid his bills.
But what is a job, though? A job is an effort you expend in pursuit of some outcome. And either you get paid for it or you don't. What is a fake job? I want you to show me a fake job on planet Earth. Anybody, show me a fake job on planet Earth. And I think the Prime Minister is far too educated, far too intelligent to make such an outrageous statement about anybody, because he has simply cast aspersions on all kinds of jobs, on all kinds of work that people do for dignity,
mm-hmm.
if that is what he believes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doubled down on it to suggest that he wanted to give Michael credit for where credit was due for some of the creative work that he did, but he did it in a kind of laughable way.
More condescending than anything else.
A comedian who gets paid many times more, some comedians, than Prime Minister got as a lawyer in the Bahamas.
Yep.
They don't have a real job.
Yep.
Seinfeld.
Yep. But that one of those comedians, one of those Tommy Davidson is in the Bahamas right now performing at Joker's Wild these next couple of days.
Absolutely. David Chappelle.
And they make it. I'm sure Tommy Davidson making far more money than the Prime Minister's salary.
I don't think the Prime Minister ever see a $60 million contract in his life with anybody. I didn't say he don't have $60 million.
I hear you.
I don't know if he has a but a comedian got that though.
Yep.
All right. Maybe all these NBA players, including Buddy Hield and them, they don't have real jobs.
My favorite
Because they're not lawyers.
Exactly. My favorite baseball player, Shohei Ohtani from the Dodgers, makes $70 million a year for 10 years. To hit a baseball, that's a real job. He's being paid to play baseball.
Brother, let me tell you something. We don't want to go there as a people seeking to elevate the plight of Bahamians. We don't want to be talking that kind of nonsense.
No, we don't.
Because that's not right. That's not good. And it's not right coming from our prime minister.
No.
He knows better.
I had a conversation today.
He has to know better.
I had a conversation today with a straw vendor. A young lady who told me she put her son. Said her son came down and said he wanted to go to St. Augustine's. And she said, do they take installment payments? And she said every month she sent money to St. Augustine's to put her child through that school because he wanted to go there. And now she's paying monies for him, who's on a mostly partial scholarship, to be in college as a straw vendor. And she said, isn't this a real job I'm doing, Mr. Thompson? Isn't this a real job doing?
Man, please. You know, the government of the Bahamas right now today, not unlike administrations before, has multiple consultants hired by the government. Consultants.
Yeah. Many. $60 million.
Okay. One of the consultants was a late Rodney Moncur.
Yes.
He was one of the consultants. And there are many others that could be named who are consultants.
Yes.
Who collectively draw millions of dollars from the public purse. Now, are they real jobs? Of course they're real jobs. The government of the Bahamas can't be paying people for non-real jobs. Michael Pintard was a consultant in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture when I was the Minister of State for Youth, Sports and Culture.
Okay.
For 3 years.
Okay.
For 3 years, some of the programs that were established in that ministry were the products of his mind. The products of his mind. Okay, you know what I found offensive about the Prime Minister's comments? I could be honest with you. This, folks, get upset with me if you want. This is what I found offensive about it. You just make a major announcement. Something that you would hope the whole country is celebrating.
Yes.
Right? Major announcement. Supposed to be a game changer. You are so hurt by the non-presence of opposition personalities. And maybe you have a right to be hurt. But you would throw water on that major something to go and talk about whether a man had a real job or not, when in fact what you were saying was not only untrue, but laughable.
Yeah, you downplaying a big thing, an $800 million project, because You want to change the subject, change the discussion?
Absolutely. I would have kept my the focus on this major thing, because it for Grand Bahamians or Bahamas, it's a major thing.
Yep.
Right? Let me also say this, The Deputy Prime Minister Jeff Chester Cooper then followed by saying that the questions that Michael Pintard was asking about the project, if he had attended the event, he would have gotten his answers.
I laughed when I heard him say that.
Let me state emphatically that is untrue. It is untrue because I was at the event.
But if it was true, why did the Guardian ask the next morning where the details?
Not the Guardian and lots of other people.
Basic
questions were not answered at that event. What was the sale price? We got that after the fact.
Yes.
We didn't get that at the event. What are the terms of this agreement? We got that. We haven't even gotten them yet.
Nope.
Not yet. This is a major positive event. And the government of the Bahamas has not yet published the heads of agreement. Why? Why? That's a great something. It's a positive something. What could be in it that you wouldn't be happy to publish right away?
That's the question. That's the $800 million question.
And now we have to be caught up in a discussion about whether Michael Pintard had a real job or not. Really? Because the only real jobs in Bahamas are jobs that lawyers have.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? That's incredible.
Amazing.
But apparently, the lawyers don't represent people who have jobs, because a lot of their clients aren't lawyers.
Nope.
Some of their clients are creatives.
Yep.
And they must not have real jobs. So if they don't have real jobs, are they paying them with real money? And where that real money coming from? It's really absurd. It's absurd to have heard such a thing from who I know is an intelligent, knowledgeable prime minister. And I trust and hope he never picks this up again. Because I promise you, if Michael Pintard says something like this, I would be all over him the next day.
So would I.
Because it'd be nonsense talk from him. Okay, now I know some people are now trying to bark up the tree of, well, Michael said some things, and so let me tell you, I told you before on my show, Michael Pintard, Rafe Davis, for the most part, I think, have represented very civil discourse in their political dialogue, in their two positions.
They have, yes.
Until this is not a norm for Prime Minister Davis, so I'm not treating this as a norm.
No, I understand.
And Michael Pintard has not, to my observation, been participant in these kinds of things. But both of them, I can tell you, and tell them, be careful. Because if you go down this road, I am going to take you on, because I just don't think it's good for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
I agree.
It's not.
I agree. I'm not a lawyer, so you're telling me what I do is not a real job?
Ain't none of us got real jobs unless you're lawyers, apparently. Or actually, what we should first find out is, what is a real job?
Yeah. And I've been really asking people that.
You know what I'd like to find out? Seriously, I'm dead serious. What is a fake job? Name me a fake job in the Bahamas, in the world.
Maybe criminal activity.
That ain't no fake. That ain't no fake job. That ain't no job.
It may be an illegal job, but it's a job. They get money, right?
No, but it ain't no job at all.
It's not. I got you.
That's an activity.
That's an activity. I agree.
That's
okay.
An activity.
Point. You got
that's
a point.
That's an activity.
Though. Point.
Right? You don't even in that job. You are, if you're stealing, for instance, you're taking money from people.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but so we're talking about in the context of what the Prime Minister says. What is a fake job?
Yeah. Yeah.
How has Michael Pintard lived a life 50 years or more and has only had fake jobs?
Yeah.
Which one of his jobs was fake? The poetry? The book writing?
You mean
the consulting work?
The book that's in the curriculum and ministry? The book that's in curriculum of schools in this country?
Yeah. I want you to look at Michael Pintard's resume and point out to me the fake job he did. That's how we get an all enlighten ourselves. It's incredible. We ought not to do this. I ought not to go down this road. Anyway, sir, I think we need to take a break.
Okay, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This Pearly in the house with my good friend Zhivago Light. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Mm. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high-return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Just before we get back to Zhivago, let me read a couple of these texts. Good afternoon, Pearly. But, and it's this government opening the School of Performing Art. Pearly, why do we think we continue to allow the United States Department of Bully to bully us? God help us, those who help themselves. Despite the lies we were told about our natural resources and our food stability, capabilities are no longer acceptable. Transformative leadership is our greatest obstacle. Our geographical positioning alone is a natural resource, yet we continue to allow lazy administrators to feed us nothingness soup. Pearly, the Prime Minister is going to regret making those remarks. The late Sir Lyndon Pinling once referred to one of the most progressive Prime Ministers, Hubert Ingham, as the delivery boy, and those remarks came back to haunt him. That was very petty of him, and as a fellow old Bite Cat Island citizen and close relative of Brave, I cry shame on him. He owes everyone in this country an apology. That one was in for me. He's not here. Hi, Pearly. Hi, Earl. I feel insulted by the Prime Minister's comments, and all those persons who was at that meeting should feel insulted because he is basically saying, if you don't have a white-collar job, you don't have a real job. This is how, coincidentally, they're speaking of Bahamian people and accept for us to return them to office. Pearly, hold on. That one went. Should be disqualified to speak of the House because of her profession. Interesting. That, well, yeah, better try hard, find a real job, and come off the people at the radio station. Saying sarcasm. Yes, I hear you, Dexter. Pearly, as far as Bronxville, McCartney said last night and beyond that, and said PennDOT should suck it up and move on and stop crying. Really? It's actually not PennDOT who's crying. It's the behavior. People are crying on the foolishness our prime minister said. Chivago, we got one call. Let's take this call. Call you on the air.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Sorry to keep you so long.
Yeah. Anyway, I know. On the first question, I know.
Turn your radio. Turn your radio down because you're echoing.
Okay. On the question, on the question, Lang is asking.
Uh huh.
What is a fake job?
Uh huh.
Okay. Okay. A fake job is usually a person who is in middle, so upper middle, you know, upper middle, right? And they're driving a red plate. And if you ask them for their job description,
uh-huh,
they can tell you what they do if their life depended on it.
Okay.
Okay. But two, I think Mr. Davis's history mark,
uh-huh,
may be an indication of a chink in the armor or a problem in this new thing you know, coming on.
So deflecting so we could be talking about this instead of asking the details of the hotel.
Right.
I got you.
Right. Anyway, buddy, stay safe.
Thank you, my brother.
Just to be clear, because, you know, every time somebody says something offensive in political life, their cronies come on and say, oh, you should just suck it up and move on, mm-hmm, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Pintard, as far as I'm aware, wasn't making any noise about this issue at all.
But he has not said anything about
it. Those of us who are observers of the social and political scene in the country comment on all kinds of things. If there's too many dogs on the road, we comment on it.
Yep.
Yeah, we got potholes, we comment on it.
Oh, so I make noise about them all the time.
This is a question of sucking up nothing.
Yep.
Right? This is talking about something that is a very real offensive statement to be made by the chief executive officer of the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And so, of course, people are going to talk about it.
Yes, we
whether
should.
Whether Michael talks about it or not.
We should.
Right? When Sir Lyndon called Ingram delivery boy, people talked about that too.
Yep.
And Mr. Ingram just turned it around and said, yeah, I'm going to deliver this country. Which he did.
Yep. Yep.
So no, that no one is going to downplay the comment. We're not going to be talking about this all day, all week, all month. But for goodness sake, man, we talk about all kinds of things on these shows. A prime minister says, a man who has a job he had. Prime Minister Davis was the leader of the opposition, you know.
Yep.
And he drew a salary from the Treasury of the Bahamas as leader of the opposition.
A job.
Was that not a real job?
Exactly.
Was it not a real job? He should not have gotten that money.
Exactly.
Right? Michael Pintard has held posts and positions held by Prime Minister Davis. Is Prime Minister Davis suggesting that those posts on his resume should be marked out because they were not real things? No post as minister, no post as leader of the opposition, no post as member of parliament.
So on the prime minister's resume, should they say lawyer?
Lawyer, because that's the job that matters the most.
That's the only job that matters.
He was a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't talk about being a lawyer merely in terms of his representation in the courts, which he mentioned, but he talked about how he built his law firm.
Yep.
Meaning he was talking about himself as an entrepreneur. Michael Pintard has been an entrepreneur for some time. He owns properties, rental properties. He has ran a creatives business and made substantial dollars. Some of his plays have been able to draw revenue in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
Dang, it's you. If that ain't real, what is? Anyway. I trust you know we end we don't hear that again.
I hope so.
It really is not well. It's not good.
I hope not. Let's take this caller. Caller, you on the air.
Yeah, good day, Mr. Purdy.
How you doing?
I don't want to be long. With the Prime Minister said, a lot of people talking about it. If you're taking that serious, as everybody, you should take Adrian Gettinwood serious as well. That's my own thing. Thank you much.
I quite understand what you're trying to say this now.
I miss that.
I miss it too.
I don't. First of all, you do not get to come and try to equivocate any voice in the Bahamas with the Prime Minister's voice. None. Even if someone says something as offensive, you could knock them for that. But they are not the Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
They're not the leader of the country.
They're not the leader of the country. Many children and young people and old people don't listen to them like they listen to the Prime Minister of Bahamas.
Exactly.
So what he's talking about? What was that, some kind of excuse making?
Let's take this next caller. Caller, you on there? How you doing?
Good afternoon, Pearly and Travago. How are you all this afternoon?
Good.
On the first point about the sale of the Grand Ukiah, which we all celebrated,
The signing of the heads of agreement. Let's get it right.
Which is the potential. What I have great concern about is the same thing that Shivago and yourself would have mentioned, which we don't have the details. I think it's very dangerous to start to tout the number of jobs created, the things that they're saying has happened already with just the signing of a heads of agreement. I think it's very unfortunate that that's the position and that's the direction they're taking, because the people of Grand Bahama do not need any more gaslighting. And I speak for my family members who are there, and I speak for the number of hundreds of persons who are in the construction industry who desire to be actively involved in monumental work there. So I think if you're going to announce things, come with a lot of information so people could put real hope, real excitement towards what could be the future potential. And then on the second point, it isn't even worth debating for me really about what's real or what's not a real job, because I think we all agree that clearly the Prime Minister would have made an absolute, because he cannot be suggesting that the hundreds of other disciplines where persons may engage full employment in this country and indeed the world is something less than real. So I thank you guys for allowing me the opportunity to make these comments. But we hope that, like Shivago was saying, this tone of disrespect does not continue, because it does not bode well for politics in the Congress of the House.
Thank you very much. Got one more caller?
No. Nope. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, I guess not. Go ahead, Shivago.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the players that were brought to the table for this project in Grand Bahama appear to be substantial players. I mean, they were superb reputations. Some of them. Yeah, you're talking about the Greg Normans and those. You know, so there was certainly no reason to believe that what was being proposed and signed isn't real. But it doesn't stop there, though. And that's just like you can't expect people to just settle in and say, oh, everything has changed for me. Nothing has changed yet. Nothing has changed, saving and except your optimism, perhaps, in what could be. There's a lot of work to be done. Prime Minister said that himself. So the biggest thing is
the sale agreement has to be signed.
Absolutely. And you're signing that agreement on behalf of the Bahamian people. I can't see how that's a secret. I can't see how that's not something you're prepared to put on the table. See, you giving me details of what you say of the project is one thing. But why you can't let me read it for myself?
Yeah, I could read.
I'd like to be able to read it. The press would like to be able to read it. And then we could say, oh, okay, wow, okay, yes, good. But those details of that MOU were not given at that signing ceremony. They were not. When the MOU, when the heads of agreement were signed, nothing was, no copy of it was presented to the press. Why? Why? It's a finished heads of agreement, and it's not binding. So why couldn't it be published?
So we could know what's
going
on.
How do I know if the $120 million isn't $120 million in cash and kind?
Yeah.
How do I know if it was in a condition upon some other things that I might find objectionable?
Yep.
How do I know what you have obligated the government of the Bahamas to do? You know, governments of the Bahamas have signed heads of agreements before that were not consistent with the law.
Yep.
And they then had to go back to the House of Assembly to fix the law,
amend the
to
law.
Make legal what they did.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
This happened at the, in, on the Ginn project. So knowing what a heads of agreement has, being able to analyze and read it for yourself, it's just good governance.
That's all. And then we know what's going on. And so if we have questions, we can say, well, what does this line here mean?
Of course, it doesn't take, even if I discover something that I say, you know what, guys, you have to check this because this isn't going to fly because it's not enabled in the law, then all you got to do is go and fix it. If the project is a good project and would bring benefits to the Bahamian people, ain't nothing wrong with that. You can make mistakes doing a document. It happens all the time as people do contracts.
Yep. And that is why we come to the House to amend laws when we see things need to be changed in the law.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't take anything away from your effort in trying to progress what is happening in Grand Bahama. Nobody should belittle that. Should celebrate it, that the Prime Minister, his team, are working to try and make progress. That's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. The Prime Minister said how this originated. He said he was introduced to the family through Mr. Hollingsworth, who is, I think, the Consul General in Miami.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Right? So that's not a problem. But that means
Hollingsworth was doing his job.
Absolutely. But there is something to be said that you have done a good thing and you have, for whatever reason, been reluctant to this point to publish the details of that thing.
Yep.
I don't think I don't think so.
I agree. Let's take this caller. Call you on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up,
brother? Right here, my brother. How you doing?
What's up, brother? Line.
He hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Right here, man. Right here.
Hey.
I just calling one or two things I want to share. Right. Concerning the thing about what the Prime Minister said about Michael Trindade. Right.
Uh huh.
Did you listen to Chinique Miller show last night?
I saw parts of it. Yeah.
Oh, you see who she had on, right?
Yeah.
A show.
Uh huh.
Franrel McCartney.
Uh huh.
Well, she asked him, right, what he think about it, right?
Uh-huh.
He said, so he said, right, according to this season, this political silly season, all that was an area of doing something to get the people to understand the type of leader, right, that this is what Branwell said. That is trying to run, but it ain't nothing to say that make comedians or other people out there what does that work, because remember, it's what he was saying, I'm using his word,
mm-hmm.
You remember that the Prime Minister them just opened up the place name there on Tingham, the art Tingham?
Performing art, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I understand, right. I know what you're saying.
So it ain't gonna, that's what he was saying, I using his word, right? He said, everybody gotta understand this the political silly season now.
Then don't make everybody silly comments.
Throwing their political jobs.
Then don't make silly comments that piss Bahamians off.
Right. Well, hold on, I just saying what he say, right?
And he made a silly statement as well.
What do you think about it?
And he made a silly statement as well.
No, Skiller, hold on. You don't get to come on the show and hide behind you only saying what Brian McCartney said. No. When you go to the House of Assembly and you say what somebody say, you have to own that statement. Why do we need to hear you tell us what Brian McCartney said?
I ain't worrying but what the Prime Minister, Michael Pintard, or none of them do. Michael Pintard is my first cousin. I ain't worried about none of them. But listen to me.
Skiller, give Lang a chance.
Hold on, Skiller.
You talking to people who wake up, man. Be not sleeping, right? Because all that you are saying is trying to give some fodder to what the PM is saying through the voice of Brian McCartney. Just because it's a silly season and people say silly things doesn't mean that it should be ignored. Silly things shouldn't be ignored always.
He said yes.
Shouldn't be ignored always. There were many things said about Brian McCartney when he was doing what he was doing that Brian McCartney took exception to, and rightly so. But so that's just because it's a silly season doesn't excuse anything. In the silly season, you expect intelligence from intelligent people.
I am not too concerned about their silly.
What are you concerned about then, Skiller?
When you came on the show, and you've been talking about that for the last 5 minutes. So you have to be concerned about it.
What are you talking about?
Had to be.
You're making reference to what Branville McCartney said, the support with the Prime Minister. And if you're not concerned about that, what are you concerned about?
Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you talking to us about it?
Poorly. Let's be real. When I call you, I ask you if you heard what...
Yeah, we went through all of that. And I told you I heard it.
He told you he did. He told you he did. And you went on to talk to us and tell us what he said.
He was a leader, right? He was a leader in the political arena. That's all I shoot out there to say.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
Anyway, we got to take a break. It's almost 3 o'clock. Are you hanging around or are you gone?
No, I'm gone. You take care, man, and do well.
Okay, everybody. Safe journey. This is Pearly filling in for Shivago Lang here on Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to take a break. Go to the news. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about real jobs.
Finna has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
And we're back. Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Yes, this is Pearly. Yeah, now your time's right. It's not a different time. I'm just here for Zhivago today. But I got my guest who was supposed to join me. You know, behemoths be always late, right? So let me just read these few texts and then we can get right into my guest. I listened to wannabe Prime Minister Branville McCartney last night on Shanique Miller's show. It seems like he endorses the Prime Minister's statement. I'm glad Branville was never PM. Interesting. Is leadership inherent or acquired? A book that I read and a quote from by Mohammed bin Rashid, Al Maktoum said, leadership is a combination of intelligence, resourcefulness, wisdom, a strong personality, and aspirations to the greatest of things. Most of these qualities are innate and hereditary. The Michael Pinn that I know represents this. Interesting. Today is International Day of Culture, the day to uphold the creative community globally. I ain't get slapped like this from the PM. The creative industry makes the world go around. Music, television, movies, photography, culinary arts, books, jump canoe. Good day, Pearly. Concord Wilshire said they will spend $827 million to rebuild and demolish the three hotels and build condos and marina and refurbish the golf course. They are taking 600 rooms out and putting 600 rooms and condos back. That's a decrease in rooms. Interesting. Pearly, if we had the Freedom of Information Act, PennDOT wouldn't need to press Cooper and Davis, nor need show up at a hotel to find out information. Real talk. What it says here, good afternoon. I feel that the PM's comment was in poor taste and just makes me wonder what our Prime Minister truly thinks about the people that he's supposed to be leading, the people he depends on to put him in office. In a question, does the PM of the Bahamas look down on the majority of the country, which are not lawyers, doctors, corporate workers, etc.? And, hey, what's up with a reggae RMB or that artist comes to the Bahamas to perform? They first need a work permit from the Immigration Department. Ask Philip if he thinks they are real jobs. No copies of the rendering of the project were provided to the public beyond what was displayed on the screen. No explanation of who the seven partners were, who presented, or details of the various phases of the timeline provided. Says, Brother Pearly, great talk show today. If a man or woman has a family and provides for them, their job cannot be fake and an honest income. They deserve to be respected. So as a Bahamian and Calander, I am disappointed in the PM and chairman's statement from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Saleh. All right, I'll get back to the rest of these, but my guest is here, and I just want to take a few minutes to talk to him, and then we can get back to this conversation, okay, people? But I got to give this gentleman a few minutes so we could talk about solar. See, I was practicing this word all during the break, and just when it's time for me to say it, solar meaning, tell me what.
Good afternoon, Bob.
This is Ronald. Ronald, welcome.
How you doing?
Contractor. Great man. Help me with this one word that I messed up just now.
Good afternoon, Bob. It's just called solamenium.
Solamenium. I practiced that. And what it is a fully solar condominium.
Yes, exactly.
And so this makes us, we don't have to worry about like high electricity bills. And tell us a little bit about it, because the pictures you show me, oh my goodness.
Yes. Good afternoon again, Bahamas. How you doing? It's a pleasure to be on your show today. My name is Ronald LeBranch. I'm an entrepreneur, also a stakeholder in the commercial fishing industry.
Entrepreneur and a fisherman. They real jobs, right? Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Talk to me.
Okay. What it is, Solamenium is a brand that I've been working on for the last 5 years.
Okay.
It's actually condominiums that solarize, self-sufficient.
Okay.
What we did with this brand was we wanted to create something that's going to help Bahamians save a lot of money.
Okay.
So we came up with solarizing this condominium, and it comes with a lot of special features on it.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's luxury living.
Okay.
If you never live in a 5-star hotel behind the gates of Albany, what we did was we bought in luxury at affordable price.
Okay.
When you walk in this place, you get 8-foot doors.
Wow.
High ceilings.
Okay.
9-foot to 10-foot ceilings. It has, it's 2 bedrooms, spacious bedrooms that can hold, both can hold king size bed.
Okay.
2 bath, an office space. And it's located in Venice Bay.
Okay.
And it's the first structure, condominium structure in Venice Bay.
And these buildings are completed?
They are, yes, sir. They
come. How many condominiums you have available now?
Right now, it's 6 available.
Okay.
And there's many more to come.
Okay. If I won't see it, how do I get to see these?
Well, we had a relative viewing today.
Uh-huh.
It was from 11 to 2 o'clock. We're going to schedule a public viewing.
Okay.
Like I said, it's It's located southwest of Nassau, Bahamas. So we're talking about Venice Bay.
Yeah.
Gated community.
Okay.
So
extra security.
Definitely. We have to schedule that where we could do an invite.
Yeah.
By giving persons information to who wants to inquire.
Yeah. And so two bedrooms, two baths, high ceilings, 8-foot doors.
Yeah.
I mean, people, you need to see this picture. This beautiful, beautiful condominiums. It really looks good. Yes, really landscaped and everything.
Yes, yeah, it's a modern building. Thanks to my architects that helped design the building. The late Philip Ryman.
Okay.
He passed, God bless his soul. He was the one. I went to him and I told him what I wanted. I said I wanted something that is going to look almost commercial.
Okay.
And he gave me that look. Uh-huh. And I decided to say, you know, I want to do something a little different by implementing something that's going to save people money. Because most people that own condominiums today, you got HOA fees and then you got your utility bills that you got to deal with.
Uh-huh.
So I said, listen, let me do something that's going to help not become a liability, but become more of an investment for people. And we eliminated the light bill. And just to talk about the solar for a minute, it's grid tied.
Okay.
So we did do the inspection with BPL to get it approved.
Okay.
So in a day, while you're at work,
uh-huh.
you sending current back to the grid.
Okay.
So you're getting that negative. So we did comply with IRC, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
My solar minion guy. My solar IRC. Guy is not here. IRC.
Yeah, IRC.
Yeah. He was able to do all the inspection that's needed to be done.
Okay.
So the consumer or the buyer doesn't have to worry about going through that part. Because most people that owns or have solar on their house, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So they don't reap the benefits that you could truly reap from actually having solar in your house.
I have a question to ask. I know that most condominiums, when the neighbors have a row, you can hit a row. I understand that these are soundproof buildings, soundproof condos.
Yeah, that's another feature that we have on it. It's actually soundproof. What we did was we insulated outside and inside.
Okay.
Okay, so they explained that we did what you call a core pour. That means that from the foundation up, we have rebars in every block hole.
Okay.
And then we put concrete in the block hole.
Okay.
And when the building is completely structured, it has a lot of steel, for one. And then we have a special metal that came in from Canada. It's called Comp Floor.
Uh-huh.
Which the Rich Carlton, if you're familiar with that brand, Rich Carlton, that's how they floors are built with.
Yeah.
So that's concrete straight through. And even the roof is concrete. Okay. So, and outside of that, we put form on the outside of the building.
Okay.
With a base coat, and then with your stucco, or whatever you want to call it, the mash.
Yeah.
So, if it's raining outside, it says raining real hard outside, you can't hear nothing.
Okay.
And on the inside, we put studs, and then we put our sheetrock on. So, the studs is off the block, so it makes it absorb sound.
I got you.
So if your door is closed, you can't hear nothing. Your neighbor can't hear you.
So they ain't hear me. They ain't hear me make a row with.
Nah, they ain't gonna hear nothing. They're not gonna hear nothing. They gonna not. They,
okay.
Not
so if I'm interested in buying one, what do I have to do? How do I get? How do I find out? How do I, you know?
That's a good question. That? Okay, first of all, we do have a realtor that's actually selling these condos.
Who has the listings?
His name is Steve Glasgow's.
Uh-huh.
And his number is 376-5599.
376-5599.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in checking these condos out, solar miniums, fully soundproof, high ceilings, big doors, you need to call Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
376-5599 to give you an idea. People, I'm telling you, they're beautiful. I saw the pictures of them. They're really nice. And I intend to let some of my young people know, hey, this is the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of features involved. You don't have to worry about your power ever going out because, like I said, you have your solar, which is your first grid, and then you have the BPL, which is your second grid. And then you're backed up by a generator.
So I could be watching my Dodgers, enjoying the game, and I ain't got to worry about the lights going on in the middle of the game and all that.
No, you ain't got to worry about none of that. And Another thing too that we face in Venice Bay is that city water is that low pressure.
Uh-huh.
So what I did, I revised that by putting pressure tanks.
For each condo?
For each condo, everyone is on their own pressure tank, their own well. Okay. You could choose between well and city water.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about the
water. And you always have good pressure. You can take good cold or hot showers.
Yeah, all day.
It's all solarized.
It's solarized, exactly.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, you save a lot of money. Like I said before, most people, when you invest in a home, it becomes a liability. But this is actually an investment.
So if do you have any social media? If I want to see pictures of this, is anybody can
find I'm these? A lot of people probably recognize the voice. I'm on TikTok. It's called Bahamian Gold. You can check out Bahamian Gold on TikTok. Uh-huh. You can also see that. I have Solarminium Facebook. That's spelled Solar.
Minium.
Yeah, Minium. Okay. Minius.
Oh, you were trying to get me to spell that?
No, I got it. It was no problem. Yeah. But you can check me out on that. It's Facebook, TikTok. Like I said, Bahamian Gold TikTok. I'm the voice behind the Bahamian Gold
TikTok.
TikTok.
So there you go, people. Yeah. Solarminiums, Venice Bay. Luxury condominiums at affordable prices. So if you're interested in finding out what the prices are, hit up Ronald. Go on his Facebook page, TikTok. He'll give you all the information you need.
Yeah, hit up Steve.
You can call Steve, the realtor, at 376-5599. He'll give you all the details you need. So good to have you here with you, my brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, man.
All right. Yeah. See you soon. Yeah. Keep us posted when you build the next set.
Yeah, we probably going to do open house real soon.
Okay.
So stay tuned for people. Keeping you informed.
Okay, so Ronald here. Ronald, my guest, talking about Solarminiums. So good to have you. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we can talk about more real jobs, because Ronald has a real job.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it.
Thank you,
man. All right.
The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
And we're back. Z Live here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's get into these texts. Ah, interesting. This bunch of F&M's, hold on, something blocking me here. This bunch of F&M's talk will get y'all nowhere. How is it everything from y'all is negative, but this isn't the first time we saw this happening? The same thing happened when VAT was reduced from 12% to 10%. At that time, y'all were saying the government would come up short in the VAT collection. The government said it will increase the GDP, and they did. This government said they will reduce the downgrade, and we have heard of any in a long time. Mr. Lang, as usual, try to control what people say because he wants to dumb friends to be... Really? Really? So you happy with a prime minister insulting... You must be a lawyer, because you got to be crazy to come here. See, let me... Wusa. First thing I do when I come on the show, I talk sense. I don't talk PLP, F&M, COI, nothing like that. I give my opinion. I let my those hosts to allow people to come on and say what they have to say. This ain't F&M talk, brother. This talk about you being telling a singer he don't have a job. Telling a hot dog vendor she don't have a job. Telling a straw vendor they don't have a job. That's not a real job. If you ain't a lawyer, you don't have a real job. This just to see the budget communication is on next week, the 28th. We're anxious to see just how big our deficit is, if that works. So, USA. Oh, boy. Good afternoon. This is Matt from ORG. Your and Chivago's comments about the head of agreement are exactly why a Freedom of Information Act is crucial. Budget is about to be debated. This is a really important time for Bahamians to reach out to the members of parliament and let them know that they want the Freedom of Information Unit fully funded so that it can fully enact freedom of information, and that the draft regulations that are sent to the Attorney General from the Freedom of Information Unit are prioritized and passed. Having an active Freedom of Information Act allows for citizens to better understand how government is making decisions and spending money, and in the long run, that's better for both citizens and government leaders. Folks can check out information on Freedom of Information on ORG website at orgbahamas.com. That's exactly what we're trying to say. Then that last text we're talking about, this F&M talk, we will know exactly what's going on because the Freedom of Information Act will tell us what the details of that heads of agreement is, what the details of what the VAT payments were, what the details of everything that's going down, so we don't have the speculation and say where I believe Michael Pintard, where I believe Philip Davis, where I believe Fred Mitchell, where I believe Dwayne Sands, where I believe Lincoln Bean. Then we have the information in black and white, and we know what is facts and not just political, let me use this word, silly season talk. That's what makes sense to me. What this next text says. Davis has since made another troubling statement. When addressing his supporters, he said that should not put the sale of jeopardy by not returning the PLP to office. What'd that mean? Why would a change in administration put what has been hailed by all stakeholders on the face of it as a great step forward for Grand Bahama? What does the PM know about this heads of agreement that could put a contract signing in jeopardy? And secondly, the sale agreement has to be signed in 90 days. If the election is in the next 90 days, is the election in the next 90 days is the question. Thirdly, shouldn't the PM be assured that the contract will be concluded long before elections are constitutionally due in September of 2026? These jobs proposed to be created from the hotel sale are not real jobs. Only the lawyers who are handling the deal have real jobs. Copies of the rendering was provided to the public beyond what was displayed on the screen. It says no copies, sorry. We started with 1,231 rooms, and they are replacing them with 350 rooms and 140 condos. Make it make sense. What's the price? Good afternoon, Pearly, but the government opened the School of Performing Arts. What's the price? Pearly, it's political season. The prime minister playing tricks on the Bahamian people. Are you trying, maybe? Why aren't we talking prices? Are these in reach of average Bahamians? Then if you're interested, check it out. Pearly, I guess the next statement he will say is they don't live in the real homes or in real neighborhoods. Chippenham is a real neighborhood for me. I born and grew up there. And that's a neighborhood. Dex, call you on the air. How you doing?
Afternoon, Pearly. How are you?
I am most wonderful, my dear. How are you?
Yes. So you're not gonna hang up on me today? I mean, since y'all be calling my name.
No. If you talk foolishness, I can say it.
To you, it may be foolishness anyway.
No. If it's foolishness, hold on. Now let's get one thing straight. I control this show, not you.
And that's fine.
So when I say hold on, I can let you talk. I'm gonna allow you to talk. I'm going to allow you to talk. Not because you say it is gospel. Now go ahead.
Okay. I have a question. And trust me, this isn't about FNM, PLP, COI, DNA, CCP, any of that.
Okay.
It's about listening to what the person said.
Okay.
And I wanted him to be wrong, and that's what he said.
But the prime wait, you wanted who to be wrong?
Said, and correct me if I'm wrong. He said, he never said that the jobs in the orange economy are not real jobs. He said that Michael Pintard is a broke poet or whatever, and he never had a real job.
But he works in the, so, but hold on. He works in the orange economy, so that's not a real job then.
It is a real, okay, let me say this.
It is, no, you were saying it, you started to say it is a real job.
I'm going to bring home my point. The government of the Bahamas will give a child a minimum of $7,500 a year to go to school to be an actor, to do dance, for music, because those are areas of priority that's needed here in the Bahamas, okay? That's number one. So those are real jobs. I think what I got out of it is the amount that he contributed to the orange economy wasn't enough to sustain or to say that he actually can run a country or whatever. Because I didn't get that. And that's what I'm trying to understand. Why is everybody upset?
So,
is Michael Pintard, or was Michael Pintard ever on the level of a lot of our people who are in the orange economy right now? Like, for instance, Naughty. Naughty does that for a living. That's how he pays his bill. That's Quay. He's in the orange economy. KB, they're in the orange economy. So that's not what the prime minister said. He never said that those jobs are those aren't real jobs.
So do me this favor, Erica.
How many plays of Michael Pintard done?
How many what?
Plays. Name five.
But he made tons of money off them. And his books are in the curriculum at the Ministry of Education classes. His plays have been tremendous. They've been seen by thousands of Bahamians.
Yes, because the first one I saw, as a matter of fact, I paid to three of them.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to tell Naughty, see, because the Naughties, the KBs, listen to me now, the Naughties, the KBs, the artisans, the jungle knowers, the straw vendors who I spoke to, took that as an insult. They took it as you telling me what I don't do is a real job and only a lawyer job is the real job. So if you ain't got the sense or you ain't sharp enough to understand that messaging, then you want to tell Naughty, listen to me carefully, you want to tell Naughty you don't know what he's talking, you want to tell Daskwe you don't know what he's talking, you want to tell KB you don't know what he's talking, you want to tell Antonius Roberts you don't know what he's talking, you want to tell all these artisans they don't know what they're talking, because they are all insulted by what the prime minister said. You only want to defend him because you know why you're defending him? You know why you're defending him? Because it's a personal hate that you have. Good afternoon there. Lord have mercy. I just got to take these deep breaths. These deep breaths. I don't have a problem in you coming on, but don't bias your thing, because every creative I'm talking out there is insulted by this. So you run at them and you don't know what everybody's upset about. They're upset about that because you're taking what they do as a living is not a real job. Pearly, if Lang was serious, why don't he advocate on behalf of the payment people? Lang admits to siding with banks. So why does he speak as if he is for the people? I don't quite understand what you're saying. So is Erica a PLP now? Maybe if she got a real job, she wouldn't have to be on the radio singing for her supper. So ask Erica if she has a real job. Please note that this year's BGCSE literature exam is based on the book Still Standing, written by Michael C. Pintard. The poem Bus Ride was also being used as a piece of the national examination, written by Michael C. Pintard. Tell that American sounding woman stop talking foolishness. She wasn't making no kind of sense. Boy, my taxes could be rough. Callie on the air. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Pearly.
Yes, ma'am.
That Erica. That's just how much she hates Pintard.
She'll talk any foolishness. You know how silly she sounds? She ain't making no sense. God's playing herself. Arrogant. I guess she done been bought. Ooh. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for her. Let me hang up and finish listening.
Carly on there. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you?
Thank God for life. Thank God for this little pain I have.
Thank God for taking my call again. But after I heard that woman speak, I just... And she has an American accent. So, you know, I'm a historian. You know, Carly?
Yes.
And since she's in America, does she know that one of America's best presidents was an actor?
Ronald Reagan?
Mr. Ronald Reagan.
Or the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Or the governor of Minnesota?
Hello?
Okay.
Or the president of Ukraine?
Yes.
Well, my whole thing is this. This is what her words were. She was saying that she's not saying it's not a real job. She's trying to imply that the prime minister was saying somebody in the orange economy doesn't have the qualifications to become leader of the opposition or prime minister or member of parliament. If that is what he's saying, that is far worse than him just saying that it's not a job. Because last time I checked, the reasons why we elect members of a parliament is to represent me as a constituency. And they're supposed to be the melting pools of all walks of life. We should have pastors in there. We should have persons in the orange economy. We should have construction workers. We should have union people. We should have teachers. Yeah, we have some doctors and lawyers. We should have persons from every avenue, because that's how we can write proper laws for our people, and that's how we can relate. So I just want to know, is that what Erica is implying, that Mr. Davis is saying that if you are from the orange economy, you don't have the qualifications to be an MP or to be prime minister? Because that is worse. That is very disturbing. That is very, very disturbing. And I'm very concerned, because maybe that is why he travels so much and he doesn't spend enough time in the Bahamas. Maybe that is why they spend millions, over $50 million in travel, because they don't care about the struggles of Bahamians and how butter is almost $4. Maybe that's why that's the way it is right now, because he's a high-paying lawyer and he really can't, you know, our prime minister is a millionaire, the deputy prime minister is a multi-millionaire, and maybe that's why we have the issues right now, because we have persons who could not relate to the everyday Bahamian. So maybe we need a prime minister who could relate with the everyday Bahamian. Maybe that's what we need. So if he's an actor, well, bring on the accent. What they say? Let the show begin. Let's go. Let's roll out. Because I'm tired of all these attorneys, and I'm tired of all these. They're the real elitists. They like to call Pintard an elitist, but who's the one who has the big house on the hill out west, Pearly? Who's the one who's throwing a big party?
Okay.
Who's the one who's traveled with a 30-man, 40-man entourage every time he has to go to do the Bahamian people's business?
Private jets.
Who's the one who spent over hundreds of thousands of dollars for one trip?
Mm-hmm.
One trip.
Mm-hmm.
One trip. Who's the elitist? Come on, man. Get real. I'm come from around here. Whoever that woman is, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, boy.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, I come back.
Thanks.
Do the people work.
Go, please do. Go do your real job. Taxes says, thanks for calling Erica out. Erica is not pro-PLP. She's anti-Pintard and pro-Minis. The enemy of my enemy is my friend philosophy. Interesting. Pearly, or whatever, you guys are a disgrace. None of you guys have real jobs. All hustlers. You all sound stupid, engaging in all these rhetoric. The media engaged and facilitates the silly season. So you guys are the stupid, silly ones by far. So me being on a talk show, I stupid. But you taxing me. And I reading your text. I could not read that, but I still read it. So bless you, my child. Bless you. Listening. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Producer. You're listening to me. And because I have a different opinion. And because I have friends who are artists. I am dear friends with many singers. Bahamian Trey, KB, Funky D, Isaiah Taylor from Bahama. They are my personal friends. Artists who are friends of mine. All right? Antonius Roberts, a dear friend of mine. I know John Cox. I know many artists out there. I knew many. I had the pleasure of meeting Sir Sidney Poitier and having a conversation with that man. I've met basketball players, Magic Johnson. I've met construction workers. I know people. Boy, call you on there.
Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Don't let him get you upset.
I don't, you know, I don't like bull crap.
Hey, once you do something as a profession, that's your job.
Exactly.
You know, that you know, if you call to write a poem and you're making a good living off it, that's your profession, that's your job.
You know how many playwrights in Hollywood who've written plays and not one of them published, and this man has had over 5 or 6 published? That's true.
And these fellas, some of them who do it.
When you make your comments, Erica, you've been living in the States, married in the States. What you need to do, do your homework, lady, and find out how many playwrights in Hollywood only had one play published or produced. One play.
It'll be in a dull world if everybody do the same thing. Say, come on, man, that's a guy profession, so I don't see the story on that. But what I really call to say...
Yes, sir.
You know, we talk about that Vail Field, right? On, what it is, Michael Road going towards Curl Harbor. The boys are back again throwing up houses and things.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. One is day.
I can drive out there.
You drive and you just take your time and you look on that Vail Field.
I can look.
Because what is going to happen? We can wait till it get big, and then we can say, oh, we knocked down 100 houses and so forth.
So this shanty house is being built there?
Yeah, man, they got a shanty house, yeah. Company ain't get nobody, shouldn't get no lights in the building, yeah. We can get light from, we can get water from.
All right, I can tell
you
what that.
What you're doing, you are throwing up, you are belittling the area, and they cutting new track road, man. At least that piece of land, we should keep that preserved. To keep our air kind of clean or whatever.
Keep the ecosystem balanced.
We right there, and the representative, he live right in the area, so he should know what's going on. But I guess we don't do nothing.
Until they get out of hand.
This thing with consulting, I think there's too much consulting getting that we waste up a lot of money on that.
Okay.
Because some consultants get paid more than the permanent secretary.
Yep.
And they ain't doing nothing. We need to see what we need to spend money on. We ain't doing it. They are. You run for me, you win, and I put you in there, and you get us. That need to stop, man. I think we are causing this country a lot of injustice, a lot of money where we could go spend usefully and get things done. Now that they all have no fire engine, they'll cut back on, you know, what the fee is for consultant, $300 million or something.
There's a lot of money being spent.
There's a lot. You know how much fire engine you could buy if you just get about $150 million? Huh? I mean, it just makes me wonder how they be thinking about us in this country, man. They ain't nothing going. But I repeat myself. They clean up that well, them fellas back there again.
And all right, I can take a look.
Say, if they don't do nothing, you don't do nothing, that the people believe they have the rights. Oh, and then one more thing, too.
Uh-huh.
You check your paper this morning, The Guardian this morning, in the second page? Or second or third page?
What I miss?
Boy, you see how much citizenship given out?
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
20. Now, it's a dangerous ball game we're playing. And it's very dangerous. You cannot convert an immigrant to a Bahamian. I don't have no problem getting them residency. Because they can live here. But when you start giving out your citizenship, that's a serious, serious problem. And we are playing a dangerous game to win the election. See, chaos kick up here. Wow. Them fellas got plenty of money. They could pick up and go.
Yep.
And you cannot convert an immigrant to a Bahamian. Okay. I don't care. Immigrant born, an immigrant, a child, born, immigrant, that's still what it is.
Yep.
So I want you to look at that paper.
I saw it. And, you know.
Every day.
Yeah.
You check the paper. They have about 8 or 9 people in there. They're giving citizenship.
Somebody
tell me. We end up losing our country, man. I feel bad about that.
Somebody told me today there's thousands of new NIB cards, NIB registers. And it, anyway.
We got to put some people in charge who like this country.
Yeah.
You can't give this country just a couple of dollars, and man, we are playing game. Those people. All right, let me.
What happened to the Bahamianization programming?
Well, I don't know. When you say Bahamianization, you know, we are given. You see, when push comes to shove, we can lose because they got they got outnumbers. They almost outnumbers right now.
Wow.
And we, I'm serious.
No, I hear you, brother. I hear you loud and clear.
We are playing a dangerous ball game to win the election and this and that. And that, all right, let me say this, leave you this. Let's say a war broke out. You got my citizenship, say you was Bahamian. And I tell you, we fighting themselves from the south.
Yep.
You think that guy go fight?
Nope.
All right, then. All that's right. How serious citizenship is.
I hear you.
Anyway.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Okay. Read a couple of texts before we get to the next caller. Good day, Pearly. About the PM, about a real job. The PM never went to any college. He got his law from DePuch and Company. Pindad is a better position than him. He went to university. Yes, Erica has a personal hate for Pindad. She's being paid by Minnis. She doesn't even know Minnis. He didn't even know Minnis when he was PM. Yeah, she knew him. She knew him for a while. Obviously, whoever wrote that speech for the prime minister is from old school. No new ideas. So the media and cleaners whom they have employed that makes less than the cleaners, do they have a real job? For real. For real. Giving out a ton of citizenship just to win an election is bad news. We will see in the future. Caller, you on the air. How you doing? Are you there, caller?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, Muff. What's happening?
Hey, yeah, man. What's going on? Like, for the texter, we texted earlier, like you say all the time, I got two words for them. Two words. And
do I have to press this button before you say them two words?
No, I didn't say it. I guess I have two words for them. And if the whole silly and the whole stupid... And anyone who calling in stupid and silly and you listening, you silly and stupid too, texter. You guess it's silly and stupid to be listening. Now, I'm so glad you hang up on Erica Wells because I've gotten to get ahead.
That ain't Erica Wells. That's Erica Morris.
Erica Morris, then. Yeah. Erica Morris. Yeah, well, I started to get a headache. I'm glad you hang up on her. Talking foolishness. And then Skillaboo, Vincent Wallace. Man, call in and talk with Vincent Wallace, have to say, man. Don't call in. Regurgitating that garbage with Brandon McCartney we're talking about, man. Brandon McCartney approved that message. That's why he's talking that garbage, man. Richard Johnson and Brandon McCartney and Kevin Allison, they go on PLP long time. Long time. Richard Johnson and say on the radio and on the TV voting for Brad Davis to make sure Pindad knows. They don't sit long time and they're on the payroll like you're saying. We ain't got a time to listen to that garbage what they got to run on with, man. I look here. He insulted me. Because, finally, I've been in a one job for over 20 years, 25 or so. I live off rent.
Yeah.
My rent. I have no job.
You're a landlord. That's your job.
Yes, I'm a landlord. I don't have no real job. He insulted me.
You have a real job. You're a landlord.
Yeah, and he ain't let me ever turn off at my house and I and nobody.
All right.
He society. He only represented 90 them and all the drug dealers or the marathon and thing. He only had big money. He ain't like pinned that down Drake with the common man. And nobody ever seen over that. He ain't no number the common man. He up high in society, high balloon. You see? But he's late coming though. The higher you go, that's the harder you fall. If they coming, don't worry with that. Ring the bell. If they coming. Yeah, but we can link to sports.
Thanks for calling, my bro.
Let's ring the bell.
Thanks for the call. Speaking about the granting of citizenship, the Prime Minister was recently seen posing with Haitian children celebrating Haitian National Flag Day. Wow. Good day, Pearly. Let's not just attack the PM on the statement made, but if you watch the video, he was reading from a script probably written by another person. Please check his party to find out who have a real wife. Oh, my goodness. Why I read that? Ah, boy. Listen, call you on there. How you doing?
Pearly, how you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, C. Allen, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm having fun right now.
Erica should call and explain, let her know that as opposition leader for 5 years, Menacing had no real job.
Okay. Okay.
But you know the best thing to do, Pearly? How about on the next election day, we send all of the PLP back to their jobs? Because they doing no real jobs over there because, you know, aren't they the same member of parliament that Mr. Pintat is?
Yep.
And, you know, they just happen to have an additional responsibility.
Yep.
And Brave Davis is also a member of parliament. He's just first minister, first among equals.
Correct.
And so what happens is what you have is someone who got their feelings hurt because they were called out concerning selling us a sale, which is nothing more than a heads of agreement, failure to provide us any clarity or freedom of information that was promised as part of their mantra, but basically become part of their run, duck, and hide for accountability. But what I want to mention, though, is that, you know, 80% of the jobs in the Bahamas is directly comes from the creative community, right? Tourism is part of the creative community, okay, in the sense for the export of experiences. And so, essentially, it makes sense now for the fact that he hasn't created any jobs because he doesn't know how to create these other non-jobs. You only know how to create real jobs for whatever the amount those are. But the creative community accounts for 80% of our country, 40% of our GDP is directly generated from those within that community. All of the straw vendors, all of the people on who gives the cultural experience, heritage experience, all of those individuals who work in restaurants, the chefs and things who create the things that is done, the $1 million or $10 million we've spent or going to spend creating this so-called school on Glaston Road or wherever it is, that right there doesn't do anything because it surely doesn't create anyone who would be having any type of jobs. And so I think what happens is the orange economy is one of the strongest of the 30 different economic models that they have bragged about that which could be created. In fact, it's the orange economy that will grow the GDP of the Bahamas to the 10% growth that is needed. And as that has been promised for 4 years for coming from Ginger Moxie and the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister in regards to growing Grand Bahama economy. And so here it is, believe it or not, the so-called heads of agreement signing is directly in that experience economy, in what we call that creative economy type of environment. So it basically comes around to say that he's saying that nothing he's doing is real. But, you know, it makes sense too, right? Because for those individuals like the deputy prime ministers and others who say, you know, who try to deflect from it, because, oh, by the way, the voice note this morning coming from the cabinet minister, Fred Mitchell, basically said that nobody in the cabinet or very few people in the cabinet knew about this event that they had in Freeport or what it was about, because they had to call to congratulate the prime minister on the deal that he did, meaning that isn't cabinet responsible for collectively deciding on those deals?
I thought so.
Well, they're calling him to congratulate him on the deal that he did.
So the
they didn't know. That means that they technically didn't know.
So only the inner sanctum of the cabinet made that deal then. That's you telling me?
Yeah, maybe cabinet didn't make it at all. That's why nobody knows. They don't know. We don't know.
Wow.
It just tells you. You know, remember now, the deputy prime minister, when asked, do we have any, the direct question asked to him is, when will you have details of this contract? And he spoke for about 10 minutes and never answered anything.
He was in a celebratory mood.
Right. And so, and this is where you, and this is the problem we have, is that you're telling us to get ready, prepare yourself, but you don't tell us what we're being prepared for. You don't tell us the details of the deal. You just tell me you're going to be integrated. Integrated into what? You know, you had 6 or 7 components of this. You have the cruise component. You have the condo component. You have the hotel component. You have the casino component. And then the cruise component is nothing part of the whole creative environment. Then you have the marina, which is actually two marinas and one. No, yeah, 3 marinas now.
Yeah, 3.
They're building one, and those can be done. Then you have going across the country. So you have so many components about this, and you don't know anything about those components.
My producer telling me I got to go see Alan.
You know, I just have to go. I'm simply saying that I don't think we should forgive the prime minister because it simply say that he doesn't understand what it requires for the job and the ownership to build an economy. And I think in 2026 or earlier, we should send them back to look for jobs or whatever that they're going to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So just before we go, because you got to go to break and be out of here, let me just tell you some of the Mr. Michael Pindad's job. Landscaping worker, then owner and property of landscaping company. Security officer at Britannia Beach Hotel. while a student at College of the Bahamas. Worked at McDonald's while a student at College of the Bahamas, then worked at McDonald's such much later as a human resource consultant. Construction worker fresh out of high school and learned welding and periodically throughout his adult life. Worked in the engineering department at Britannia Beach Hotel with his stepfather. Worked at a work-study student at College of the Bahamas and again at Tuskegee University to help pay his way through college. Worked as a developer, built and sold, and property owner, rentals, especially in New Providence and Grand Bahama. Author, 3 publications. Playwright, wrote and collaborated in writing 7 theatrical productions, the longest running and most well-attended production of the history of the Bahamas. One edition of the election play series earned $500,000, earned in 6 months, and built apartments with revenue and employed hundreds of persons. Stage performer, poetry, storytelling, monologues, theater, talk show host, MC for a wide variety of events, human resources consultant and motivational speaker for many companies and government departments, churches, NGOs. Thousands of persons benefited from these sessions. PennDOT conducting trainings under both administrations. Scribes Entertainment organized a wide range of events, including concerts, conferences, seminars, book launches, etc. There you have it. Thank you, everybody. It's been fun filling in for Zhivago here on Z Live on Guardian Radio 96. But now we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll be in the news. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. Be safe out there.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With our app's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General. Insurance made simple.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ash Eye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.